It's time for today's daily devotional. This week, we're talking about spring cleaning for the soul. And today, we want to talk about checking out all that soil that you're growing in. Scripture comes from Luke 6:45. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. You know, it's kind of like planting those seeds. You can plant the right things in your life and still not see anything grow. Not because the seed is bad, but because the soil isn't ready. Yesterday, we were talking about clearing up the clutter, but today we're going to talk a little bit deeper. Because once the surface is cleaned up, you have to deal with what's underneath. And, well, that's honestly where most of us seem to struggle, because we want peace and we want joy and we want patience and we want growth. But we don't always stop to ask, what kind of soil am I working with? Truth is, you can't grow something healthy in a heart that's been left unattained, right? If you've ever tried to plant something, you know this. You just can't throw some seeds on the ground and hope for the best. Because if the soil is hard, nothing gets in. If it's rocky, nothing takes root. If it's full of junk, nothing has room to grow. And it doesn't matter how good the seed is. Spiritually, it's the same way. Sometimes the reason you're not seeing growth isn't because God isn't moving, or your faith isn't real, or the word isn't working. It's because something in your heart is blocking it. Maybe your soil has become hardened by disappointment, or guarded because of past hurt. Maybe it's crowded with worry and distraction, or dry from being disconnected. And without realizing it, you start living shut down. Scripture says in Luke 6:45, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth sparks. In other words, what's in you will eventually come out of you. And you can't fake healthy soil. It shows up in your reactions, your words, your attitude, how you handle pressure. Because what's growing in your life is directly connected to what's happening in your heart. And if you don't like what's coming out, you don't just fix behavior, you check your soil. And here's the hard part. Most of us would rather manage what people see than deal with what God sees, because it's easier to adjust our words or hide our feelings or push down things than to actually say, God, something in me isn't right. But real growth doesn't happen on the surface. It happens when you let God into the places you usually keep guarded. Take an honest inventory today. Where have you become negative, bitter, or even closed off? Don't rush it. You're not trying to impress God. You're inviting Him in today. Healthy growth doesn't start with better effort. It starts with a better foundation. And God doesn't want to fix what's visible. He wants to heal what's underneath. If you want something new to grow, you've got to take care of the ground it's growing in. Lord, as we come to you in prayer, search our heart and show us what we can't see. If there are places in us that are hardened or hurt or unhealthy, help us not ignore them anymore. Soften what's hard, heal what's broken, and prepare our heart for what you want to grow in us. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.